The Democratic National Committee sponsors the following program on behalf of the Democratic candidates in the 1952 campaign. It's up to you.
Hello, this is India Edwards. I'm ringing your doorbell again today to remind you to register so that you can vote on November 4th. Who's going to win the election? It's up to you.
This is another in a series of transcribed discussions with the women of America. During this program, we will hear from India Edwards, Vice Chairman and Women's Director of the Democratic National Committee. We will also hear from...
Oh.
Me?
Yes, both of you.
I'm not two.
I'm only one.
My name is Schizo.
Brainiac.
My motto is yes.
And then again, no. I'm a...
Republican.
Yes, later on, Schizo will show us the way the Republicans are taking both sides of another important national issue. And now, let's listen to some music.
What shall I tell you? How can I start? With doubt in my mind, dear, but hope in my heart. Now that you're leaving and going away, oh, what can I tell you and what can I say? Once you did love me, once you were mine, but the heavens above me just gave me a sign that you will forgive me. But while we're apart, there'll be doubt in my mind, dear, but hope in my heart. Just gave me a sign that you will forgive me. But while we're apart, there'll be doubt in my mind, dear, but hope in my heart.
That was There's Doubt in My Mind. As there is in yours, I know. There's doubt in my mind. Who is really the Republican candidate for president? Taft or Eisenhower? The general or the senator? Eisenhower won the Republican nomination, but Taft wrote the Republican platform. Now the general has completely surrendered to the senator. The man who won the nomination accepted the conditions laid down by the man who lost it. When I hear Eisenhower speaking, there's doubt in my mind. The voice is the general's, but the words are the senator's.
Hello, I'm India Edwards, and I'd like to talk with you about the coming election.
I'm sorry, but I'm for Eisenhower myself.
That's why I'd like to talk with you, if I may.
Well...
Today I've brought along a guest that I know you'll enjoy meeting, Miss Fay Emerson.
Oh. Oh, yes. How do you do, Miss Emerson?
Hello. May we come in?
Why, yes, of course. Please do.
You know,
I don't get this. Mrs. Edwards, aren't you from the Democratic National Committee?
Yes, I am.
Well, then, what are you doing with an Eisenhower fan? And I don't mean me. Miss Empson, you are, aren't you? I mean, I read that...
That I came out for Eisenhower last spring?
Hmm.
Yes.
Well, then?
Well, that's what I'd like to talk to you about.
Don't tell me you've changed your mind.
Yes, I have. But not just because it's a woman's privilege.
Well, then why?
Well, may I ask you something first?
Of course. Go right ahead.
Before the convention, who were you for?
Well, I've been for Eisenhower all along. I intend to stay that way.
You weren't for Senator Taft.
Are you kidding? I certainly was not.
Well, why weren't you?
Because I was for Eisenhower. Oh, but more than just that, I don't like what Taft stands for. I think he's outdated, too reactionary. You know, 19th century stuff. Oh, I just couldn't go along with it, that's all.
Do you think Eisenhower is reactionary?
How could he be? He's clear over on the other side of the fence from Taft.
Well, then somebody's climbed over that fence. And I'm afraid it wasn't Taft.
You mean they've gotten together?
Well, I wouldn't even say it was that. Getting together, to me, means working out a compromise satisfactory to both persons. But in the case of Taft and Eisenhower, it wasn't a compromise. It was a sacrifice to me. And it was Taft who came out the winner. Governor Stevenson put it very well, I think, a couple of weeks ago when he said that Eisenhower had won the nomination, but Taft had won the nominee.
Well, I suppose Eisenhower figured he needed the Taft people's votes to help him get elected.
What about the votes he lost going along with Taft?
Well, what makes you think he lost any?
He lost mine.
Is that your reason, then, Miss Emerson, for changing your mind?
Well, what it comes down to really is this. When I came out for Eisenhower last spring, I was coming out for a man I've always admired a great deal, as most Americans admired him. I believed that Eisenhower was a liberal and a progressive. I believed that he repudiated the Taft faction of the Republican Party and all of the reactionary principles for which that faction stands. And then what happened? As soon as Eisenhower was nominated, he began surrounding himself with the very men and the very principles that he'd repudiated. Look at who and at what he's endorsed. McCarthy and Jenner, for instance, two men who, to me, represent the worst elements in our government today. Most recently, they attacked General Marshall, a man for whom I have the deepest admiration and respect, a man who's deeply respected and admired by practically everybody in this country. And Eisenhower himself has said that he will not listen to lies about General Marshall, and yet he's refused to repudiate the very men who told these lies. On the contrary, he's accepted them. Now I asked myself, how could Eisenhower possibly agree with such men as Taft and McCarthy and Jenner? How could they compromise on foreign policy, on domestic policy? Well, they couldn't. That's why I say there was no compromise, there was only a sacrifice. Don't you see that if Eisenhower were elected, these are the men he would carry with him, and carry with him willingly. These are the men who would be running our government. Now do you understand why I can't possibly support Eisenhower?
So you're for Stevenson, Miss Emerson?
Yes.
Because you had no place else to go?
Oh, no. No, I'll admit that even before Stevenson began to emerge as the really great man in this campaign, the men around Eisenhower and the things they stand for were frightening me away, literally frightening me. But I didn't turn to Stevenson in desperation. I didn't have to. By that time, Governor Stevenson had made it very clear to me that he was the leader we were looking for. With every day that passes in this campaign, Adlai Stevenson increases in stature. To me personally, he's a combination of Woodrow Wilson and Roosevelt, Franklin Delano Roosevelt. In my mind, two very great men, as I think Stevenson is proving himself to be a very great man.
So you think Stevenson's fine?
Yes. Yes,
I do. But the same thing has to apply to him as to Eisenhower. Do you go along with all the men that Stevenson has gone along with?
Ah, but that's just the point. Haven't you noticed that Stevenson doesn't go along with anybody? He won't yield to any kind of pressure group, no matter who or what they are. Adlai Stevenson, I think, is a true leader. He has all the qualities of leadership and strength, courage, action, and, well, even his opponents admit his wit and his deep intelligence. He has firm convictions and he lives up to them. Eisenhower either has no firm convictions or he doesn't seem to have the courage to live up to them, and one is no good without the other.
You're probably a Democrat. You were dissatisfied for a while, but now you've come back to them.
Oh, of course I'm a Democrat. I'm proud of that. I've always been a Democrat, and I've always felt that the Democratic Party has more to offer to all of us. It's the party of liberalism and of progress. I do think of myself as an independent thinker, though I think most of us do, but at the same time, I think it's best to work within the framework of a political party, the party in which we find most of our beliefs fit.
Well, that's all very nice, but just a minute ago, you criticized Eisenhower because he was working within the framework of the Republican Party.
Well, there doesn't seem to be any framework of the Republican Party. It's a two-headed elephant. They're made up of two factions that simply can't be reconciled on any important issue. One is reactionary, the other is liberal, or progressive. Now, Eisenhower was supposed to be a liberal, but since the convention, he's made it quite obvious that he's not. He's left the liberals and embraced the reactionaries to get votes.
There's nothing wrong with trying to get votes.
Well, there is if you have to give up something to do it. Now, Governor Stevenson is also interested in getting votes, but he's not going to sell himself out to any special interest group to do it. Now, what the Democratic Party stands for and what Adlai Stevenson stands for are one and the same thing. They are now, and they have been from the beginning, and that's where I stand, too.
Well, I don't know, Miss Emerson. What all you've said, it is something to think about, I suppose.
It's a very big something to think about. And that's what I want you to do. Just think about it. Believe me, I've thought long and hard about it because it is so big, so important, especially in these trying years. And that's why I wanted to talk to you, because I'm convinced there's only one possible candidate that we can really believe in and work for and vote for. So please, you think about it too. And when you've thought it all through, well, I'll be looking for you among the volunteers for Stevenson.
You've just heard an interview with television star Faye Emerson. And that brings us to our favorite Republican, split right down the middle, Schizo and Frenia.
Hello. You're going to be really puzzled today.
I can't wait. Let's hear.
Schizo says,
quote,
supporters of General Eisenhower are conducting a Me Too campaign because there is no essential difference between the foreign policy of their candidate and that of the administration.
Unquote. But Frenia says,
quote,
the foreign policy differences between General Eisenhower and myself are differences of degree, not of essentials.
Unquote.
Even a Republican couldn't hold those two views at the same time.
Oh, yes.
Mr. Republican himself.
Senator Taft.
You mean the senator thinks the general follows President Truman's foreign policy, but the senator also thinks he and the general have about the same foreign policy. But the senator doesn't seem to like the president's foreign policy. Where does that leave the senator and the general?
You.
Figure that one out.
The American people will certainly know what to make of it. They know the Democrats have a single, positive foreign policy supported by President Truman, the Democrats in Congress, and the Democratic presidential candidate, Governor Adlai Stevenson. In the words of Governor Stevenson,
and let there be no doubt, where the main credit for the vision and courage of our foreign policy lies. It lies with Harry S. Truman.
You have just heard It's Up to You, another in a series of transcribed discussions with the women of America. Listen in again on Friday, same time, same station, for another visit by India Edwards with her guest, Mrs. Eleanor Roosevelt.
The preceding program was sponsored by the Democratic National Committee on behalf of the Democratic candidates in the 1952 campaign. Came from New York. This is ABC Radio Network.